This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And that's a job we sign up for. And, you know, Slow has done a good job of just keeping the head down, working. But, you know, we all have faith in him, and we know that he's trying to put us in the best positions, and we got to buy into the system and just as much as he has to call good plays. And, you know, we're it's not a finished product because you add good players on the team, you know. It's a work in progress, and, you know, you don't really get your set, like, football team, I feel, until, like, week five, week six. But, you know, the time is of essence, and, you know, we got to get rolling. But, you know, I have the utmost faith in Slow, and I know that, you know, he's been great, but we got to buy into the system just as much as he got to call great plays. And we know we all grown men. We got to do our jobs. So, you know, we all talk about we got each other's back, and we're going to keep hold each other accountable and have each other back.
I know it's still early in the week, but if Tank can't go, what will this offense miss this week?
It's hard to say. You know, we haven't had to deal with that this year, but, you know, we have other guys that are well equipped, but would we love one of the best receivers in the league to be out there for sure, you know. But, you know, it's always sadly in the league, next man up. Got to find a way to win a football game, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're praying for Tank. Hope he's okay. And we know that hopefully he's trending up, you know. But whatever happens, we got to be able to try to win.
How long does it take you to move on? Because I've seen, D'Amico said, different players handle it different. Some people want to feel the loss. Some people want to move on immediately. How long does it take you, like, from Minnesota to getting back to Houston to get over it?
I would say probably right after that next day, the next Monday, watching the film, and, you know, I'm learning from it and I'm moving on. You know, it's not, I think NFL has taught me it's not somewhere where you can just soak in your sorrow and feel bad for yourself. You know, it's all about moving on and getting the next win. So I'm actually kind of tired of talking about the game, to be honest. So it is what it is. You know, like, they got us, they kicked their butts. Kudos to those guys. It's week four now, we're going to move on. We're going to play, you know, against the Jaguars, a good team, and we're going to focus on that.
Talk a little bit about Josh Allen Hines and his ability and what he does brings to your defense. What makes him stand out as a pass rusher that you have to
prepare for? I would say this is explosiveness, how he uses his hands, his footwork. And, you know, I think, you know, I've only been here league 2 years, but from when I played him the first time, week three, just like how he adjusts fast against, you know, a divisional opponent the second time to make more plays. And I kind of jumped out on film. For me, so, you know, and I think he does a good job. Even when he doesn't make the play, you know, he's taking two, he's taking on double teams in a run game, you know, doing things to free up his backers and things like that. So I think Trayvon Walker is a good player as well, and he kind of does the same thing. So, you know, he's explosive, great with his hands, and really just has a mentality that, like, he's not going to stop. As a really good motor.
Last two, Sam, you talked about post game about not. Can't live on third and long through the Vikings game. Just what are the keys to getting this offense kind of moving on first and second down and putting yourself in a good position for third down conversions?
Just execute. Yep, just execute. And pretty much that's it. You know, just got to be better on first and down. Kind of said it yourself. So, yep, we're working on it.
Last one, DJ. It looks like the Jags play a lot of man coverage. You know, some stats like 50%. How much confidence does it give you knowing that you have guys that are really, really good against man coverage? You're obviously really good against man coverage. How much confidence do you guys have going if they obviously were to go a bunch of man against you guys?
We're confident in everything, you know, like in zone and man and fire zone. And, you know, we've kind of seen it all this year, especially playing against a team that's kind of – does what they like, what they're gonna do week one, week two with Gus and the Colts, and then week two And then week three against Minnesota, they kind of do everything. So then we've gotten a good rapport of just like defense's playing is different. But, you know, we've more so got zone. So, you know, we're willing to play anything. We, you know, whatever it is, we got to just find a way to win. So.